Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Soulful Journey of Recovery by Tion Dayton, PhD. Narrated by Eliza Foss. Introduction. A quote by Joseph Campbell, a Joseph Campbell companion, Reflections on the Art of Living. The warrior's approach is to say yes to life, say yea to it all. Participate joyfully in the sorrows of the world. We cannot cure the world of sorrows, but we can choose to live in joy. When we talk about settling the world's problems, we're barking up the wrong tree. The world is not perfect. It's a mess. It has always been a mess. We are not going to change it. Our job is to straighten out our own lives. Recovery kicks open a door in your soul. It is a moment of awakening. It takes you on a journey that changes everything. Recovery from growing up with addiction, adverse childhood experiences, or codependency is about becoming emotionally sober. It's coming into an awareness that there is something inside of you that is holding you back, interfering with your relationships, or creating unnecessary discord in your life. Doing something active to change that, to make things better, is recovery. One of the gifts of recovery is being able to live in the present, because you're not constantly getting triggered into feelings that belong to the past. It's being able to identify, manage, and express your feelings, and then listen as someone else does the same. It's caring about yourself and about other people, and not confusing taking care of yourself with isolating or pushing others away. It's letting go of the idea that your past could have been any different, and proceeding with a reframing of the events of your life so that they sit differently inside of you. It's taking responsibility for yourself and where you are now in your life. Recovery is reclaiming your own joy and saying yes instead of no to life and love. Addiction goes hand in hand with trauma. It is often the result of trauma, and it causes more trauma. Wherever you fall on that spectrum, this book is written for you. If you're a child of an alcoholic, you may feel like you're leafing through the pages of your own journal, like I've been reading your mail. If you're an addict in recovery, trauma work is important in preventing relapse and making sure that recovery doesn't only mean physical sobriety, but emotional sobriety as well. If you're a child of adverse childhood experiences, which may include all that we've just discussed, you will develop an understanding of the forces in your life that undermine your health and what you need to do to improve that. And if you're a codependent, you may find out how you got to be one. Being an adult child of an alcoholic, ACA, or growing up with adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, is like inhaling secondhand smoke. Someone else puffs away, but your lungs get black. And the more you're in their orbit, the bigger the impact. Then the illness that was inside of them is now inside of you. Lots of us don't want to attend to such an illness because we're too mad about how we got it. We resent the work we have to do to get better from something that someone else caused. We spent our childhoods trying to help, picking up dropped balls and filling in the gaps left by our parents, being good kids who tried not to need too much. And now we have something wrong with us that we need to get help for? Seriously? Or perhaps we've spent a lifetime seeing the problem as out there in another person, seeing ourselves as the victim of someone else's malady, so we have trouble seeing ourselves as someone who needs help, or maybe passing our unresolved and hidden pain and anger onto the next generation. But just because we don't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. Because of the way we defended against knowing the kind of hurt we were experiencing as kids, because we shut down, adult children can carry pain, shame, and anger without knowing it. The defenses that ACA's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?